Charles Mingus is a man. And for more logistics, he is Negro, American, a father, a husband, composer, a bassist.
I am Charles Mingus. Half black man. Yellow man, half yellow. Not even yellow, not even white enough to pass for nothing but black, not to light enough to be called white. I play that I am a Negro. I am Charles Mingus. To me, I am nothing. Charles Mingus, a famed jazz musician, but not famed enough to make a living in a society that is in America, my home. I cannot even support my family, honestly, that is, from the fame that I gained through the write-ups as being a Negro musician. I am a human being born in Indian Territory, conquered by white skins or invisible skins, transparent skins, people who killed and robbed to inherit the earth for themselves and for their children. Charles Mingus is a musician, a mongrel musician who plays beautiful, who plays ugly, who plays lovely, who plays masculine, who plays feminine, who plays music, who plays all sounds, loud, soft, unheard sounds. Silence, the sound of silent sounds. A musician who just loves to play with sound.
All right. me a way of expressing what you are, what you're feeling. Like meditations, for instance. Sometimes it's a race. They think a black man raised a white woman. I never have known that to have to happen yet. It's usually the other way around. I'm still playing bass. And I come out the band and say, I can hardly get through the lady's arms. And I'm an old man. And this is their daughters, man. I'm 42 years old. I'm ashamed they're going to try to raise their daughters. It's a shame, man. I mean, I can understand because their daddies don't treat them free. Their daddy's a white man and saves their daughter, man. It seems like she's inferior. First of all, you didn't give her enough confidence in herself. Nigga thinks she has a choice. He shows he's afraid. She's stupid. He said, my daughter cannot discern whether this man is an inferior. He's a Negro. He's not up to us. She may marry him if he lives near her. So you got to keep her away. That the musician needs to have a face flat on a damn magazine like Downbeat, called First Place, when there's 20 other bass players out of work that are just as good. I'm no more first place than Jesus Christ was in the realms of the man trying to find God. When they start doing that to people and making kings and queens out of human beings that are artists, they're destroying what the people created, they're destroying the art form. Musicians should be employed, and that's all. And you're paid by amount of work, a lot of the same as any other human being, man. Very much like the Latin countries. Ray! New president! Everybody embrace him. Ray! Tomorrow. Bang! Oh, they mourn the president. Next week. Ray! New president! This is it. It's a matter of a few years when we have a Negro president. Presidents in dime a dozen. They'll have Negro presidents, Puerto Rican presidents, Jewish presidents, all kinds. Any guy wants to run, I can probably run. Dizzy Gillespie will win that year. So if the law says there's freedom for all, and they don't bring in martial law and teach people how to accept each other, then they're phonies. The only one thing good about America, I mean, is that they do practice one thing. You have a right to say what you want to say. Thank you. Can you imagine if you live across the street from me, and with, you know, I'm the only nigga on the block. So every white man has a step to me except you. They've invited me to dinner, and I've invited them to dinner. All right, you don't even speak. You turn your head my way at all. So John says, man, look, man, let me in and eat some dinner in your house. Oh, why don't you come to my house and eat? Isn't that ridiculous, man? I don't want to go to your house for dinner. You put the right amount of salt on the food for me. And I'm not going to want to cook for you if you don't dig me. I mean, I've done all I could, man. I didn't back my car in your driveway and break your fence. I didn't throw no rocks in your house. You threw something in mine. That's right. Your kids call my kids little niggas. I don't hate you or dislike you. I just don't want you to think that I want to come to your house. Malcolm X don't like me because I'm too light. I ran into Latin Harlem history. That's what I said. Man, you're not one of us. No, you're too light. See, I'm tired of the blacks, the Phoenix. I'm a Mongol, man. I'm better than anybody. Because any pure race of one blood is not as strong. Now, I'll show you something I saw in my wife and my child in there on Laughing. They show a pure thoroughbred, what do you call it, pedigree dog, Lassie, right? First class, blue blood, high royalty. This big Mongol dog that can tore him up. But he's just acting, you know. Lassie's getting the duck down and tend to be cool and quiet and hide behind the bushes. And this Mongol dog don't know what to do. Now, you know that is ridiculous. You ever known a Mongol that don't know how to make it in the street? You take Lassie in New York City, she couldn't walk one block. She'd get killed. You put a Mongol out there, baby, you ain't, bah! Bite the wheels of the car. I'm trying to tell you, if you want to see some superior race, man, I am it.
Thank you.
as the white man. Pure Aryan, German, blue eyes, Scottish, Irish, Dutch. And they don't even like each other when you get them together. The Scots don't like the Irish because they call them Scotch. Yeah, and I saw a man knock a man's head off when I said, what do you mean call me Scotch? The Scots. Bam! Knocked him down. Well, I mean a white bum, especially a sober, half sober one. I give him a lecture, say, man, now that you just waste that white skin. You gotta wake up and go get a job. What are you doing out there wasting all that beautiful white skin, that superior skin on Third Avenue, laying down getting dirty?
Thank you.
I don't like the society, man. No, I don't like nothing here.
Definitely want clarity.
This you shall have.
By Jove, how are you? Look, you're so
good. Thank you so much. I haven't seen you since you were with the Beatles.
Right.
Yeah.
Beaten then. Beaten.
Yeah,
I know you got me in
there. What's that? But I never do that.
It's like you trying to talk from the Congo.
You know? Yeah.
Especially out the woods.
You see it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where you'll be.
Mm, I'm going.
You better write me, though.
No,
write.
I'll send you a message.
That means I'll have to send you one back.
You know how?
I think so. And when everything's straight, I'll tell you to come back and visit. Finish it. Tonight's other voices will be composed of many voices. Some of them are made of wood and some of them are made of metal. Most of them are the voices of the people, and one person in particular, a man by the name of Charles Mingus. Charles Mingus is a man, and for moral logistics, he is Negro, American, a father, a husband, composer, a bassist. This will be the Canadian premiere of something that was presented first at the Monterey Festival. Meditations. Meditations by Charles Mingus.
Thank you. Yeah.